welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thank you for listening to this podcast on HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. Before week one, back in early September, rookie linebacker Brian Cushing was on the Jim Rome radio show before that week one contest, and we found out how he prepares for games and his health and fitness techniques, amongst other things.
Joining us right now to talk about his first game in the NFL, also the USC side of things, a rookie linebacker for the Texans. He was taken in the first round with the 15th pick overall, former standout at USC, a big part of the defense that held Ohio State to just 3 points in that game last September. Brian Cushing is my guest. Brian, nice to have you on. How are you?
Good, man. How's it going? I appreciate you having me.
Brian, I appreciate you coming on. Big weekend for you. You've got your first NFL game this weekend. You've got USC v. Ohio State on Saturday. It's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, we feel pretty good. You know, it is a big weekend. You know, looking forward to a lot of things. You know, anticipating that first NFL game. And, you know, night before, watching the Trojans go into the Horseshoe is going to be exciting.
All right, so I'll talk to you about your first NFL game in a moment, but talk about USC v. Ohio State. What's it like playing at USC where you've had so much success in big games? I've got to think that the success comes, and when you have it as often as you do, you develop that swagger. Do you go into those games thinking something good is going to happen every time?
Well, you know, you have to, and I don't think that's a big reason why you go to that school. It's for the big game factor. You know, you have that confidence going in there. I felt personally at USC, every practice, you know, the guys I went against, that was the best team I was going to play any week. You know, I felt the caliber of talent all around was the best I would see. So, you know, going into games, it would almost be easier to practice.
You know, Brian, I think that's one of the reasons I like USC so much tomorrow. I know it's a hostile environment. I know they've got a young quarterback. But the guys that you used to go up against, that offensive line, it is so big. It is so strong. But to me, what sets it apart, it's so athletic. It's not like any offensive line I've ever seen. Talk about them from that standpoint.
Yeah, you know, they are. You know, they block well. They really mesh with each other really well. They play great together. You know, I think Pete does a great job recruiting, you know, and hand selecting the guys that he wants, getting them into that system. And, you know, none of them are playing selfish football. They all feed off of each other. And, you know, the more experience they get, you know, they just better every year.
Brian Cushing joining us. All right, so you've got Matt Barkley. And, you know, I talked to Pete Carroll this week, and again, he was going on about how this is just such a different guy. We've never had a young player come in and make the sort of statement that he's made as early as he has. I mean, does Pete really believe everything he's saying? Is he trying to hype up the kid to give him some confidence? What is it about Matt Barkley that makes him so different?
You know, I think he really is the real deal. You know, I think it's just a maturity factor in the kid. He came in the spring. He's been in the system for a while. He came from modern-day high school, you know, who put out guys like Matt Leinart and himself. You know, he's a well-known quarterback. And, you know, it's just a football-rich tradition he's coming from. So the kid's been around big-game situations. You know, obviously this will be his biggest, which is going to be a great test for him. But I feel he's done a great job so far. You know, he's got the talent around him to help him as well.
Is there anything he's done, anything in his background, though, that would prepare him to run out onto a field in front of 100,000 people in Columbus in the Horseshoe?
No, there isn't. You know, and I'm sure 100,000 people are going to be booing him, too, not cheering him on like the Coliseum. So, I mean, there's something like that you can't prepare for. But, I mean, you know, he has had the big game. He's playing the Coliseum. He's heard the noise. You know, obviously it's going to be a hostile environment over there in Ohio. But, you know, I think the kid's ready. And, you know, he's got 10 other guys around him, some great coaches who are getting him ready. So I'm confident in the whole team.
Hey, Brian, what about you? Do you remember that feeling you had the first time that you stepped up and you had to do something you'd never done before, and maybe you get your bell rung and you're looking around, you're in a hostile environment, and you know it's just you and every guy on your team going up against 100,000 people. What's it like, right? And what are you drawing? How do you react?
My first game was actually away in Hawaii. And I remember it was a sold-out stadium. You know, I got off a five-hour flight. You know, the beautiful surroundings. And all of a sudden, we're playing a football game against, you know, a pretty talented team who was just out there to kill us. And, I mean, you know, the biggest thing for us is just, you know, coming together. Everyone knew I was a freshman. So I just wanted to play football, you know, no matter what the environment was, no matter what the opportunity was. You know, I'm coming from, you know, playing in New Jersey with a state championship, maybe 10,000 people there, to a packed stadium of 100,000, 105,000 people. So, I mean, obviously it's a big jump, but, you know, like I said, that's one of those big reasons you go to USC to play football.
The other thing about being at USC, too, and I would imagine in that game against Hawaii, when you say they're trying to kill us, they are, literally, because when you're USC and you show up, especially in their house, it's everybody's game of the year. It's the biggest game. You've got that bullseye on your back constantly. What's it like always being the biggest game on everybody's schedule every single year, knowing that a win over you guys makes their year?
Yeah, well, you got to anticipate something like that. You always have to be on your toes. You know, week in, week out, you know, any team that beats you, whether they go you know, 0-11, and they get that one win against you, that makes their entire season. And you know that people are out to get you. People would like to see you get hurt. People would like to see you fail. You know, I think that just makes you a little bit more on your toes and aware, you know, of the surroundings and what you're going against, because, you know, you always have to watch your back. You always have to be ready. And, you know, something like that just prepares you for the next level. And I felt, you know, coming from USC and being in those situations have never let me relax.
Brian Cushing, Texans linebacker now. Now, Brian, you're gone. Ray Maluga's gone. Clay Matthews is gone. So you've got a new linebacking unit, and you're going up against a guy in Terrell Pryor. They are, who obviously is going to beat a lot of teams with his legs. And mobile quarterbacks have given USC some trouble in the past. How do you think defensively the Trojans fare against him?
I think they're going to do well. You know, I think it's a very fast defense. You know, it might be a bunch of new linebackers, but you got to remember, you know, they're getting coached by Ken Norton. You know, I don't think there's a better linebacker coach out there than him. And, you know, these guys have been under us for 3-4 years, you know, just flourishing, waiting for the opportunity to step up. You know, they've done a great job. I think they're going to be ready. And on top of it, you got number 2 back there, who I think if anyone breaks, he's going to catch anyone.
All right, I can appreciate you breaking that down for me. Let me get your thoughts before you go about your first game in the NFL. Now, you've been a bit banged up. You haven't played any of the preseason games because of a bad knee. How do you feel right now?
I feel great. You know, I mean, I've been fortunate enough to, you know, get that sprain out of the way and been able to play. You know, I've gotten about a week and a half of practice in now. I'm just happy I'm going to be ready for the first game. You know, what was worrying to me is just not being ready for that. But luckily, I've been able to. You know, I've rehabbed hard. I've gotten ready. And, you know, like I said, I'm just amped for this first one coming up.
Well, if that first game goes as well as your first game in the college ranks where you crushed Hawaii, that'll be good. Hey, let me get your thoughts watching a guy like Mario Williams prepare. And I love the guy because he took so much heat and so much flack and just got hammered unmercifully when he came up. And he didn't snap. He didn't lash out. He didn't give anybody any grief. He just went to work. I've got to think as a young guy watching him and the way he prepares himself and gets ready to play, that's got to benefit somebody like you.
It does. You know, you see someone like him, just, you know, absolute physical specimen, you know, week in, week out, how he gets ready for the games, what he does to get ready. You know, it's special. You know, you're not going to play with a more physically talented player, but on top of it, how hard he works, you have to take away from that. And, you know, that only helps me in my game to see, you know, how a pro does it, how a guy that's been to the Pro Bowl prepares, you know, all the time. And, you know, if I didn't take something like that, you know, that would just be my fault, and, you know, I would be wasting talent like that. So, I mean, watching him, how he gets ready, you know, there's not a better example out there.
You know what, Brian, you're one of those guys, body as temple guys, and I always admire guys like you guys because you never deviate, you never cheat, you never take shortcuts. Socially, you make the right choices. Has it always been that way? Is it a lifestyle thing?
You know, I think it's really developed, you know, the further I got into college. You know, early on in the football career, no matter what level you're on, you don't know any better. You rely on physical talent, you know, but along the way, you've got to realize how bad you want them, you know, how long you want to play this game, you know, to take care of your body, to get to that next level, to be physically and mentally better than someone else. You know, I felt that in college, I really, you know, slowly matured into that kind of player. And, you know, as the years progressed, and I knew that, you know, in order for me to be the best player I wanted to be, I had to be, you know, 365 days out of the year, just not those 4 months during the season. So, I mean, you know, that's where I really think my turning point was.
I mean, I can remember Shannon Sharp coming on this show and telling us once on Christmas he had a club sandwich. I mean, not like he went crazy and had some M&Ms or Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, but one year at Christmas he had a club sandwich. Mark Sanchez was telling the story that Halloween was great because late night the guys would go out and hit Carl's Jr. or get some fast food, and you always had the Ziploc bags and the plastic containers with the legitimate grub. Is that how that went?
Yeah, that's how it was. You know, I was always, you know, I'm pretty extremist when it came to food. You know, I never wanted to cheat. You know, I've been working with a nutritionist for a while now, too. And the guy just, you know, always told me, you know, just imagine yourself, you know, your body's your temple. It's, you know, it's that kind of Ferrari. What kind of gas are you going to fuel yourself up with every time you eat, you know? And I've looked at it that way. You know, I've looked at it as I want to play this game for a while. You know, I want to have the opportunity that when I'm done, to know that I gave the best in every single aspect of the game. You know, whether on or off the field, I tried my hardest. And, you know, those are the kinds of the dedications that I take, and I'm very prideful, man.
Yeah, exactly. And it's all about clean burning fuel, right?
Exactly.
You can't run your Ferrari on some cheap gasoline, man. You got to put the premium in there.
Exactly.
And you're prideful. I like that. Brian Cushing joining us. All right, so a big part of that defense that held Ohio State to a field goal last year. Now he's moved on to the NFL. He's a first-round draft pick, and he starts off. One last thought. If you have a clean shot in Mark Sanchez, He's your guy. You were both the leaders on that Trojan team. You're taking it, though, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm taking it. You know, he's not wearing my colors anymore. You know, I was fed up of already 4 years with him wearing that yellow jersey. I wasn't able to hit him. So if I get my opportunity, I'm taking it.
That's it. Brian, great to have you on the show. Good luck. We'll do it again soon. Nice job.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.